From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. We're still keeping a close eye on developments at the scene of a deadly overnight shooting in Liberty City. Police say the shooting left two people dead and as many as 10 people wounded outside an apartment building. About 50 bullet casings were found along the ground and on the walls of that apartment building. Authorities say witnesses to the shooting and residents of the building have been cooperating with the investigation. There is no word yet on any arrests related to the case. In other news this morning, Florida is paying nearly $250,000 to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. The case involves a former state employee who says she was fired for raising questions about the way the state treats people who receive unemployment benefits. Diane Parcell filed the lawsuit nearly 2 years ago, claiming Florida's Department of Economic Development was improperly reporting people to collection agencies after they were wrongly paid unemployment checks. Parcell's attorneys say that she was just trying to expose a cover-up and that her warnings went unheeded by the agency and by the governor's office. An El Niño is what many forecasters have been banking on to try to tame this year's Atlantic hurricane season. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman has an update on those conditions and whether or not it's influencing the tropics just yet.
New data was released Monday from NOAA that suggests El Niño conditions have not developed yet in the Northern Hemisphere. Neutral conditions continue, and in fact, the warming of the eastern Pacific waters have slowed since the spring. Nonetheless, the official forecast is for an El Niño to develop by late summer or early fall. But before this weather phenomenon even starts to influence the tropics, other factors such as dry Saharan air from West Africa and strong winds aloft over the Caribbean and Gulf will keep the tropical Atlantic quiet for the next 5 to 10 days. I'm Jeff Hoffman.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte.